Back from the GSU Sports Arena, what better way to enjoy your game day traditions than with tech-savvy SUVs like Ford Explorer, Escape, and the built wild Broncos Sport? Rugged, powerful, innovative SUVs that help make you make the most of every experience. Learn more at buyfordnow.com. Georgia Southern falls tonight to Georgia State 79-63. The two teams will battle again at Hanford Fieldhouse on Saturday, 3 p.m. tip in Statesboro. We're joined now by head coach Brian Burgo on this Ford locker room wrap-up. The final score is deceiving because this was a three-point game at halftime. First 20 minutes, what did you see that was working against the Panthers?
Well, Kamari Brown came out first 20 minutes and played extremely well, made some really tough shots. And then we were going back and forth. Thought we had some key areas where we got stops, switching some defenses. But the key to this game for Georgia State was they pounded the glass. We didn't take anything away. LEL had four. That's his average. You also had Jalen Thomas with his two, which is his offensive rebound average. But we just didn't take anything away on the glass.
You did get them into foul trouble. That Thomas was out with 10 minutes to play in the first half, so Semi got his second towards the end of the first half. Is it specifically that you could have gotten an edge on the rebounding when they got out of the game? Was there another way that you could have gained hold of the game with those two out for that amount of time?
Just their identity, and they're really good at it. We just didn't follow the game plan and be able to take that away. There was a lot of 50-50 balls that I think they won, and that's playing on the road against a quality team. You can't allow those 50-50 balls to be lost. You have to win those.
We talked before the game about Trey Cobbs coming off of injury. What would he be able to get tonight? Would he be able to go at all? He ends up playing 22 minutes, 4 points, two assists and three rebounds. You could tell how much he was laboring, especially on defense, but the kind of fight that he showed, that's indicative of the kind of guys you want on this team, I would imagine.
Yeah, he played with a lot of toughness. He was able to come out and settle our team down. Georgia State tries to get up in you, pressure you. We got to learn from the mistakes that we made tonight. We have a short turnaround playing on Saturday against Georgia State at home. So we know that we got to end up guarding better one-on-one. We also have to have the ability to control the glass. And that's something that we failed to do tonight.
This was the setup you had last year where you had to play the same team. Last year was back-to-back days, at least with this one. You get a chance to travel home and use that Friday to recuperate and replant some things. But how do those experiences last year help prep you for this one against State?
You go back to work. You get home late tonight. You get some rest, recover, and then you end up getting to the practice court tomorrow. And then you're going to prepare on game day practice, and then play the game at 3.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you on Saturday in Statesboro.
GATA.
Eagles fall to the Panthers tonight, 79-63. We'll wrap things up from Atlanta in just a moment. The Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.